This episode of Gopher Gridiron Radio is brought to you by Home Field Apparel at homefieldapparel.com. If you're looking for new gear to sport at any Gopher sporting event, head to homefieldapparel.com. Recently, I really struggled to find both of my Home Field Apparel t-shirts. I actually found both of them in my wife's drawer. She stole them. And recently, she just let me know, hey, Home Field has some new jogger sweatpants. And I know for certain those will be showing up on our doorstep soon. So if you want to get Home Field Apparel, and this is the first time you're ordering, use the code GG23 to save on your order. Gopher Gridiron Radio is brought to you by Comply at complyfoam.com. This Oakdale, Minnesota company creates earbuds tips that go into your ears and onto your earbuds. I use Apple AirPods. I absolutely love them. They are with me every day. They never leave my pocket. I wear them for work when making phone calls. I wear them when I'm listening to podcasts or streaming music. And most importantly, I wear them when I am mowing. When I listen to music, I don't want to hear my lawnmower. I want to ensure that I keep the bad noise out. And thanks to Comply Foam ear tips, I guarantee I have the best noise cancellation possible. No matter what earbud you're using, Comply has a solution for you. Go to their website, check and find your specific earbud and order a pair today. If you want to save, use the code GG23 to save 20% on your order. Again, complyfoam.com.
He's holding his cards. I'm not revealing mine either.
And welcome to another episode of Gopher Gridiron Radio. I'm Luke Buer.
And I'm GopherIllustrated.com publisher Ryan Burns, live here from Stubb and Herbs for the All Big Ten draft here for the Golden Gopher football team, Luke.
All right, so let's get into this. First of all, we have to introduce our guest. For those that are not here in attendance, that is one and only Daniel House from GopherGuru.com.
The Wonderkin himself is here in person to try and say that he knows better than the rest of us as you two try to reclaim your title back from myself. But Luke, what are the rules in terms of point scoring for those trying to keep track at
home?
Let
the poor man plug his website. Come on, you plug yours for 100 pennies, so let's go.
Ah, jeez.
GophersGuru.com, $5 a month for the subscription.
I'm a subscriber myself, and you should become one today.
I am as well, and I told Daniel that I thought I was a subscriber, and as Ryan knows, I don't actually read his website all that often.
You and I have been together 6 years, and I don't know that you've ever read anything ever written.
I've read.
What does that say about me?
I've read a few things.
Am I not intriguing enough for you, Luke?
I like the 160 character version, but in general, I thought I was a subscriber to GopherGuru.com. I didn't check my credit card receipts. I wasn't. I wanted to read a piece, and you know what? I am now a subscriber to GopherGuru.com.
Well, I'm very proud of you. Everybody listening to this should be check out Daniel's work there today.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we do have our annual. This is our thrice annual.
Third annual.
Big wow. Ten Honors Draft. So just to go over this real quick, there is a point system that we have generated on our own. You're welcome to use it. We'll license it to you for absolutely nothing. So for 5 points, you have to be a first team unanimous All Big Ten selection. For 4 points, you are a first team coaches or media Big Ten selection. For 3 points, you are a second teamer. For 2 points, you're a third teamer. I know that doesn't really make a lot of sense because the numbers don't jive, but trust me, it works. And then number one, you're an honorable mention. If we look at the historical standings in 2021, I won the very first inaugural.
You're looking into the depths of my soul like that's supposed to make a mark.
All right, so I won 7-5-4 in 2021. You know what put me over the top? Obviously, the big man, Daniel Fa'alele, as well as John Michael Schmitz. Those guys carried me to a victory. And then in year two, Ryan, you finally were able to claim the crown.
In year two, finally? Are you kidding me right now?
In year two, you were finally able to claim the crown. You had Mo Ibrahim, as well as Brevin Spanford, Thomas Rush and Terrell Smith to take you home. Daniel House, you nailed the first pick with John Michael Schmitz, a unanimous
JMS
pick.
Baby.
Then you went 0-for on the rest.
Yeah, he got the low-hanging fruit, and then everything was too high for Mr.
Well, Wally should have been higher. I'm sorry.
Your second pick, Justin Wally, really should have been higher. You kind of got robbed by the injury, but we don't cry for the losses,
nope.
Right? Crab, you lost there. And then Potts was just a shell of himself. Ryan Stapp decided football wasn't for him. and ultimately, here we stand. All time, I am leading in points. I have 14 points to Ryan's 13 to Daniel's 9. So I know, Daniel, you've been doing some homework.
House, you got some work to do.
I've been working all offseason for this.
Well, let's see if you're ready. Now the eyes are all on you. The limelight's here. The listeners are listening. I think with the number one overall pick, Luke tells me, you get the first selection.
This is an easy selection. I'm taking Tyler Newbin. Let's get it going.
Why Tyler Newbin for 1-1 for Daniel House?
Game-changing playmaker in the defense. Ability to disguise, athletic, smart. Does it all in the defense and will be the catalyst to Joe Rossi's defense. So. Yeah. First round pick.
Yeah, and I have the number two pick, and I think this is where it really gets a little
bit... Oh, you do?
I do. Oh, do you want to flip a coin for it?
No, that's not good radio.
Okay, that's not good radio. Do you want to play rock, paper, scissors for it?
Even worse radio. You can just have two.
Okay, I'll just have two. Okay, so this is where I think it actually gets a little bit more challenging.
Stop it. Oh, jeez.
All right.
I like how both of you have cheat sheets and I have a computer. I have done absolutely zero homework.
The story of this entire podcast, Luke Buehr has done zero homework.
Yeah, zero homework here. Usually I reach a lot on guys. So with my number two pick, I'm going to take Ariante Ursary.
Okay.
Solid pick.
All right. So why Ariante? To be honest with you, he was number three on my board.
Number three on your board. That's great. So let me see. Here's what I have to say.
Okay. He's good?
He's good.
Okay.
And I think this might be his last year with the Gophers because he's going to be an All-Big Ten selection.
Okay. So we got Tyler Newbin, Ariante Ursary with the overall pick in this draft. I'm going to take the lowest of low-hanging fruit, take my man crush himself, featured top 60 overall selection tight end Brevin Spanford, someone who was robbed last year on the third team by Cade Stover of Ohio State. Now I feel very confident in projecting that my number one overall, as you can read here on the sheet, Daniel House, was Brevin Spanford for tonight, so I feel very confident in locking in those points. And then if I'm going to pick another guy here before we go back to Luke, I'm going to go with another guy, another local product from Anoka, Minnesota, Cody Lindenberg.
I feel a little bit upset that you took that. I kind of had him on my big board.
Brevin Spanford has been my guy on offense. Cody Lindenberg has been my guy on defense since the recruiting process. I think the Anoka product steps up, and if Minnesota's defense is as good as we think it can be in 2023, I think the Mike linebacker is going to be a big part of that.
I feel like getting Lindenberg in the second round is pretty good value as well. What do you think, House?
A phenomenal value. Definitely.
Value more than Daniel House. I can assure you of that.
It's just like the NFL draft. The love value picks.
All right. Who are you going with number five?
Okay, number five. This is tough for me because I have to bring out the roster now. So I'm gonna get this up.
See, this is what I have to deal with on a weekly basis, House, is the man doesn't even know he wants to take in the second round.
But look, he has success.
Somehow he's leading this in points, which should make us feel horrible about one another.
I think that I have to take Ethan Kaliokmanis for the pure reason the offense should revolve around him, and if they're going to find success, it's going to have to.
Look at you being Polish.
I do see an NIL shirt back there. Let me see. There it is.
The Greek gopher. There he is.
If you are not a Dinky Town Athletes member, make sure you are soon. Everyone in this audience should be. Most importantly. Ethan Kaliokmanis.
Ariante and Ethan, AA.
Once again, I am reaching a lot. I am hoping for the best.
House, you got two picks here back to back.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going fishing with this one. I'm taking the fisherman himself, Justin Wally.
Ah, my favorite Mississippi brethren. Quick story. House and I were standing at a July camp, and Justin Wally walks in, and I asked him, have you been fishing lately? And he said, no. But my brother just shot a turkey out behind the Mississippi State practice fields, and he was very proudly showing me the turkey that his brother bagged. So if you want an outdoorsman on the team to root for, Justin Wally is your man.
And just to say this, House, real quick, last season you also nabbed Justin Wally in the second round on the comeback, and he didn't produce for you, so I'm just saying.
I believe in House here.
I have confidence in Justin Wally.
Back to back. Who you taking at the 3-1 turn?
I'm taking Daniel Jackson, a wide receiver.
You're killing me.
Dang it.
I have to take Daniel Jackson.
So you've been reading the articles about me trying to drive the Daniel Jackson hype train
Let's go back to 2021.
Stop.
In the fifth round, I took Daniel Jackson.
Look at you before your time being way before your time. Okay, Brevin. All right, Brevin. So why Daniel Jackson for you is your first receiver off the board?
I like the idea of being able to move him all over this year just because of the personnel they have in that room. So you can use him maybe in the slot on the outside, and those crossers, being able to hit on those play-action crossers where he can get his speed moving away from the defense, I think he's going to create some big plays. And then short area routes, do we see some improvement there, being able to contribute in that capacity more? I expect a lot more yards after the catch from him.
I love those two picks, which now leads us to the wild card of the third round. Luke Buehr, who did you find on the online roster that has you intrigued?
Yeah, I scrolled up and down a couple different times. I found number 17, Jod Joyner. I'm excited to get that value pick.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, basically the star of the Wisconsin game there in that final drive. Forcing a false start, I believe, or a holding. At least it should have been at least four holdings.
The entire drive was just Jod Joyner on Riley Mallman trying to force a holding until they finally called it when Wisconsin got close enough to the green zone. So Jod Joyner, okay. So I'm going to go with the final pick of the third round. Another hashtag one of us, Quinn Carroll, which I am buying in to everything possible on Quinn sliding into guard. I think last year, obviously, all Big Ten honorable mention for him. A really good run blocker, struggled in pass protection at times with some of those quicker edges, but I think sliding him inside, and we've seen historically, Luke, I'm going to give you a little bit of wisdom here. All five starting offensive linemen for Minnesota the last two seasons have landed on an all Big Ten honorable mention team at least. So if you're looking for points, it's never a bad thing to take a Gopher starting offensive lineman.
And you question my second round pick.
I always question.
Or my first round pick, I should say.
Even Brevin Spanford for Ariane Taylor.
Yeah, in the end, I probably should have taken Spanford, but you know, what's gone is gone. So
with the first pick of the fourth round, I am going to take another defensive lineman, one that I know Daniel House is going to be really upset to miss, and that is Jalen Logan Redding, because as we all know, Minnesota has an infatuation with hyphenated last names between Chris Ottman Bell, Brevin Spanford, and now even Jalen Logan Redding. Even Michael Brown Stevens is now off the team, but if you have a hyphenated last name, there's a high likelihood that I would say Minnesota's going to recruit you. Now, the drumbeat for Jalen Logan Redding boys has been steadily increasing, I would say, throughout the entire offseason. I remember being at the press conferences with Daniel House, and that's where Joe Rossi, P.J. Fleck would talk about Jalen Logan Redding's turning a corner, Jalen Logan Redding's turning a corner, and then being able to see it with my own two eyes, House, in fall camp. He started a lot of games for Minnesota last year. I think there's a lot of upside still yet to be had with Logan Redding.
Physical athletic gains noticeable right away. A quick first step, notice that in practice. And then, obviously just looking at Winston Delatabadir coming in here coaching these guys up, I thought from even the first practice that I was at in the summer to the last one, you could definitely see improvement from that group. So I'm bullish on JLR too.
All right. Who caught your eye on the online roster in the fourth round, Luke?
I actually had this guy starred in my head. I did have a rough list in my head.
Okay, so that's important.
So I'm going to take, I think, possibly the first transfer. I'm going to take Elijah Spencer, who has already found success elsewhere in college football, coming here from Charlotte.
The Conference USA Freshman of the Year in 2021, as Daniel House has talked about already. One of the best receivers in the Conference USA in his first 2 years in college football. A really good contested catch winner. Someone that if Minnesota's going to be throwing the ball like Daniel House projects 28 times a game, is probably going to be garnering a little bit of a target share, House.
Yeah, I'd say a nice target share because of his ability to get separation. He moves really well in and out of breaks. When I was watching that practices, I thought, both on film and in practice, that was a trait that stood out. So I'm excited to see what he can do.
All right, House, back-to-back picks for you. The last pick of the fourth round, the first pick of the fifth round, your final two selections.
Oh,
and I'm willing to wager my entire mortgage payment due in a couple days that I know who one of these guys is going to be.
I bet you don't.
Let's see it. Let's see it.
Sean Tyler, running back, slashing running back from Western Michigan, fifth in breakaway run percentage last year. I expect a lot of explosive plays from Sean Tyler. So I can't believe nobody took a running back yet. Yeah, I mean, I'm still believing in the run game.
Historically, that would be a great pick. Sean Tyler run for over 1,000 yards in back-to-back seasons at Western Michigan. Someone that certainly isn't a workhorse running back that a lot of these Gopher fans here tonight mm-hmm. remember with Mo Ibrahim, someone who would get 30, 35 carries a game at times, Sean Tyler. Why he is here, House, is because he's only run for 20 or more carries in a game 3 times in his entire career. So you're banking on the efficiency. You're banking on him finding some plays in space. And if he crosses that 1,000-yard threshold for the third straight season, that's outstanding value in round 4, House.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good about it. Do I have another pick here?
Yes, you have. You've got your final pick of this draft. Who do you want to attach your name, your likeness, and your image to?
I am going. I had two guys I was going to pick here, but I'm going with Corey Crooms.
I knew it.
The gadget player, shifty sudden slot receiver who I
think
is going to be featured.
An apartment in Kalamazoo, Michigan, because you just took back-to-back Western Michigan players.
Well, I just need to draft Greg Harbaugh now as the coordinator.
Oh, jeez.
Can we pick a coordinator of the year?
I don't think they get those awards out.
I don't think that's a thing. But
Broyles Award watch list? There we go. Next year we had Broyles Award as a
potential. Let me tell you right now, if Greg Harbaugh makes it on the Broyles Award watch list in about 2 months, all of these Gopher fans here live tonight are going to be very happy with the record of their Golden Gopher football team.
I'm excited. I want to see what Greg does.
All right, so Corey Crooms. All right.
All right, so to close this out.
I got one pick left there, mister.
Oh, for me?
Yeah,
for me. I get that you got one. It's tough here, you know, for me at heart, I really want to pick a specialist, but I really just can't.
Well, you got a return man.
You already took Sean Tyler, so that was kind of my thought, how he's going to work in a specialist here.
3 return touchdowns in his career at Western Michigan, as Mr. Kalamazoo will tell you here.
But again, I got usurped there. So I'm going to go with Danny Strigow.
Orono's finest, the state champion wrestler himself, got his feet wet last year for the first time at Rush End behind Thomas Rush. If Luke's going to be right in the 5th round, what has to go right for Danny Strigow this fall, House?
I think it's just developing that pass rush arsenal. I mean, the wrestling background is a huge benefit for pass rushers when you look at guys that have had success. Danny talked a lot about that this offseason when we spoke with him. How much it's helped his transition, flexibility, turning the corner. Now it's just all about winning more at the top of rushes. I think that's the goal for every pass rusher in the Minnesota defensive line right now, and they've been striving for that all offseason.
Well, with the final pick of this draft, and then we can let people enjoy camaraderie here.
Well, absolutely not. We're going to figure out where you guys had my guys on your big board for sure.
With the final pick in the draft, I'm going to take someone I thought Daniel House was going to take with his first round selection. There's no one that he has come up to me and talked about more unprompted the entire offseason than a portly fella who's probably about 6 foot, 305 pounds from a transfer from Houston Baptist, Kyler Baugh. With the final pick, that's who I'm going to take. He's going to be a starting defensive tackle for Minnesota this fall. Someone that was very prolific in the FCS, started for Minnesota quite a bit last fall, got his feet wet in the Big Ten for the first time last year. But I'm expecting a jump from year 1 to year 2. We'll see how Minnesota deploys him at 1 technique versus 3 technique. But I am absolutely gobsmacked, bewildered, insert your adjective here, that Daniel House, who's got, I would imagine, some kind of payment set up into the Kyler Baugh NIL fund.
I have Baugh bucks.
You are a Baugh Bobo is what you are.
I have Baugh bucks.
You have all of the Baugh bucks in the world. So I am excited with the final pick. He was the number 13 player on my big board. Someone I thought Daniel House was going to reach for a little bit earlier.
The logic behind it. I don't think that Kyler Baugh is not going to be productive. I think he's going to be a huge part of this team and someone that has to play really
well.
Yeah,
justify yourself, House. Come on.
But, you know, it's not a glamorous position. You got to look at through the lens of media and coaches, and it's not the glitzy pick.
Yeah, you got to.
So I felt like in the past I picked some positions that, you know, aren't as glitzy. So I changed my approach.
Yeah, I think that's valid. You get 4 points if you get a first-team coaches or first-team media.
Yeah, and, it's hard to do that in the Big Ten. There's so many good defensive linemen in the Big Ten. It's hard to crack that top tier, you know?
All right, Luke, can you run the listeners through one last time now that we have picked these 3 teams? What do they look like?
Yeah, so maybe we should try and get people's feedback on who they think is going to score the most points with their draft. So Daniel House, with the first overall pick. Probably took the best pick possible on the board. Oh, wait. Was Tyler Newbin number one on your big board? Or did you say it was Span Ford?
I can show the lovely people of the audience here because I have it in, like, size 29 font.
Can't hey, you look see? At that. Ariante Airstream.
Ariante was
Let's
number
go.
Three for me, but I did have Brevin Span Ford number one, Tyler Newbin number two.
All right, so you ended up with Tyler Newbin, Daniel, Justin Wally, Daniel Jackson, Sean Tyler, Corey Crooms. You know, like any fantasy draft one does, you know, you're either feeling good about how it came together or you're feeling bad. So tell me, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling confident. I'm always feeling confident.
Your team old guy is what you are. Your team transfer, your team Kalamazoo.
Yeah. Go Western. Go well, Broncos,
you need to
baby.
Make, I mean, you hope Broncos. You're hoping Broncos. You're hoping that those Western Michigan Broncos can pull an upset against Jeffrey the Greek's Iowa team here just in a few days.
I don't see that one happening.
All right, let's roll here with
which
my
if
picks.
You haven't already, please listen to Eyes on Big Ten
yeah,
podcast.
They do a fantastic job. This is my open pitch. I have pitched this to Jeff a number of times. We got to get Daniel House on there, and after like three or four games, they do a draft just like this, but the entire Big Ten. And they're trying to
go.
Same scoring system, but five rounds. I think it'd be fantastic.
If you're looking for a podcast that covers the entire Big Ten, because you love college football, but specifically the Big Ten, I can't highly recommend Eyes on Big Ten enough.
All right. There we go. Okay, let's go through my picks. And I really do want to know where you guys have these slotted and where you have them on your power rankings. Because, again, I put zero effort into this. Once again, I apologize. Ariante Airstream, number three. Where'd you have Ariante?
I had Ariante at
you're gonna have to count.
Number four.
Yes, okay.
Number
four. It wasn't that bad a pick.
It's maybe not a big reach.
It's not a big reach. Okay.
Because we both, House and I both think that it's a matter of time before Ariante Airstream is the top 100 pick.
You know, after I picked the Gophers to go 8-4, I did that on the hopes of Ethan Calliope-Manis with number two. Tell me, where did you guys have Ethan on your list?
I had him 12.
You're telling me I
House is scrolling, so that's never a good idea.
I had him at 10.
All right, so I reached quite a bit there.
You're bullish
five.
On the Greek rifle like you normally are.
I'm bullish, yeah, absolutely. Jod Joyner.
Item 10.
I had Jod 11.
All right. Elijah Spencer. I got a feeling not on the list.
He was not in my top 15 just because
I had him at 6.
Yes.
Oh,
let's
wow.
Go.
House.
Yes, that Boy. Was a value pick right there. All right, and then Danny Strigow.
11.
21.
You Jeez, 21 deep.
I hope you don't plan on going to Orono tonight because that is not going to be a pleasant time for you. Jiminy Crickets. There's right. 22 starters on this team. He's better than
I have a distinct strategy. This is fantasy. This
yeah, okay. Yeah, how's that worked out for fantasy. You, Mr. 9 Points?
Okay. We'll see at the end of the year.
All right. I have to admit, though, every year I felt absolutely horrible after my picks, and it's worked out pretty well. So I think I'm actually feeling pretty good because right. I feel horrible at the same time.
Well, if the audience doesn't want to give their thoughts, there is a Twitter celebrity here tonight, someone that generates tens of millions of impressions every single month. Big Game Boomer on Twitter is in the audience here tonight, which
hey,
if you
go.
Don't know
Boomer
who that is, I can assure you, you have seen his list and you have interacted with his list and you have told him right or wrong, those lists look great or those you're an absolute moron for putting those lists together. So if you had to choose between one of our three teams, which one are you going with? Myself, Daniel, or Luke? He says Mr. Burns, and he is a smart, smart man.
All right.
One of the most handsome people I've seen in years just happened to be here at Stubbin Herbs tonight.
All right, so we have to summarize your team, and we got to get your thoughts, Ryan. Again, Brevin Span Ford, Cody Lindenberg, Quinn Carroll, Jalen Logan Rudding, and Kyler Baugh.
Well, I tried to be hashtag one of us with the first three picks. Everybody knows here I'm incredibly biased towards the in-state product. It's easy for me to take Brevin. He's going to be a first or a second team guy. Maybe Cody Lindenberg was a little bit of a projection, but I think sooner rather than later that he is going to be a draftable guy into the NFL. You also have Quinn Carroll, which I've told you my strategy, Luke. If you're an offensive lineman starting at the University of Minnesota, recent history would tell you you're going to at least make the honorable mention. I think he's someone that can sneak onto a potential second or third team. Kyler Baugh, a Daniel House special. If I've learned anything over my time working with Daniel House, when he has an opinion about a player, more times than not, it is going to be right. Who is my fourth-round selection?
You had Jalen Logan Redding.
And someone that has also had a drum beat that has steadily increased for a significant portion of this offseason. If Minnesota's pass rush is going to be better, I think he can be an Asezi Otemiwu type of player like he was in 2021.
Gopher Gridiron Radio is brought to you by the Burns Insurance Agency in Oakdale, Minnesota. If you're looking to change insurance agents, don't search. Let Bill Burns, Ryan's father, search for you. Let him find you the best coverage for your auto, your home, your business, your commercial, your boat. He will help you. He will work for you. He will get you the best deal possible with the best coverage possible. So if you're looking to make the change, go to insurancebyburns.com or email bill@insurancebyburns.com.
All right, so Daniel, I think every year I ask you this question, and I do want to get your thoughts. Obviously, everybody on that plays college football probably has aspirations to play professional football, and this is something that you cover pretty closely. Who are some of the guys that you're keeping an eye on that, you know, might have NFL futures? And, you know, you might even be projecting on a number of these younger guys as well.
Yeah, Tyler Newbin, next year I'd say first, second round conversation, one of the best safeties in the country, and being in Joe Rossi's scheme, that's such a huge role to be in that safety spot. It'll be the catalyst back there. Justin Wally as well. I think people sleep on Justin. He's not targeted as much because he's just a really good player. Has all the traits. You look at transition quickness, ability to make plays on the ball. He had that huge play in the Wisconsin game that if he doesn't make that play, Minnesota doesn't win that game. I'd say another one, probably Ariante Ursary. I mean, he's going to be the next one in the line of Gophers offensive linemen to be selected really high in the draft because of those movement skills. I mean, he's got the flexibility and movement skills that you're looking for in that left tackle. And I think some things might click for him with Brian Callahan this year, just buying into a lot of the details.
Well, I think we all three of us agree there's for sure going to be two drafted guys in Newbin and Spanford. And then the hope would be, if you actually are a Gopher fan, that the Ursaries and the Daniel Jacksons and the Justin Wallys of the world all come back for 2024, because if that's going to be the case, I think this team has a chance to be really special. Now we'll see if it's reflected in the win-loss total for 2024. But House, if they can get that amount of potential draftable talent back for 2024 for another year of college football, I've said it, I think, a few different times this offseason, that 24 team's got to be a chance to be something special, especially with Ethan Kelly-McManus coming back.
Yeah, I say it all the time. I like to look at special teams when I go to practices. What is
you're a big Rob Wenger guy. You have been.
Strategy. I like Rob Wenger's strategy.
Sure.
I feel like there's some merit behind how they handle field position, how it contributes to winning. I also look at it like special teams tells us the type of depth that you have on your roster, how much speed there is. And I felt like that group looked really fast when I was there. Like, the athletic testing numbers of this team are very strong. Definitely felt that way after being at some practices.
All right. The other thing that I want to get your opinion on here before we go, who are some young players that might have a chance to contribute here this season? I know, Ryan, you have.
There's a guy from Shadow Creek High School that Daniel House has gotten pretty excited about here this offseason. Daniel House, I'll give you the floor on Mr. Theo Randall.
Theo Randall, long explosive pass rusher.
Who is Theo Randall for those casuals who have no idea who
Shadow Creek, Texas, true freshman, came in here. I liked his film right away. I was immediately.
What position does he play?
Defensive
Daniel?
Tackle,
there
free technique. We'll be playing alongside Kyler Baugh a little bit, maybe. I don't know. Get into the rotation. I want to see how they maybe carve out some roles for him. He was already flashing at practice, and you could see it on the film that he was going to be a big-time contributor right away.
I'm excited to watch Theo Randall go against Greg Johnson for the next 4 years, because I also think that Prior Lake product has a chance to play this season potentially at left guard for Minnesota.
Oh, for sure.
But I do think that the future is very bright at a number of positions.
And then I guess maybe the last question I have for you guys is, obviously they brought Sean Tyler in to be able to, you know, to be able to bring kind of some proven, a proven commodity really at the running back position, where everybody else is kind of a question mark. I guess you could say, you know, that they have they had Bryce Williams coming back, but ultimately, you know, he's had an injury-riddled career at times and never really got consistent carries. But Sean Tyler, you know, was able to get some consistent carries. Ultimately, who's going to be number two, and what's going to be the strategy then at running back?
Yeah, I guess I'm just curious to see what the carry distribution's like, because I think it will be by committee. I think we talked a lot about that, where it's like Sean Tyler gets some touches, Bryce Williams gets some touches, Darius Taylor maybe gets into the rotation. You got Zach Evans as well, who I think is very gifted at making people miss. First defender missing the second and third level. You saw him pop off some runs in the spring game. So what will that rotation look like? Maybe it's stylistic based on the opponent that you're playing each week, what type of back you're looking for, but it's going to be spread around, and that's one thing I want to see is the carry distribution this year.
Yeah, I think to House's point, in September or even tomorrow night when Minnesota takes on Nebraska, it is going to be by committee in my mind. I think you're going to see fifth-year Bryce Williams, who a lot of fans will remember have those couple of touchdowns against Wisconsin in 2018, but you are also going to see a couple of the freshmen in Zach Evans and Darius Taylor. To me, it just comes down to who does new running back coach Nick McKissick-Luke trust the most at the end of September between Bryce Williams and the two freshmen. I think you're going to see all of them get carries, but it's so much different from a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday practice to when you step onto that field on either a Thursday night or a Saturday at Huntington Bank Stadium. Who performs the best when the bullets are flying? I think we're going to have that answer by the time North Carolina comes and goes.
Yeah, that's the exact point, is like it's hard to really measure that physicality until you get out on the field and see it. So I want to see both teams, how they are up front on both sides of the ball immediately.
All right, so I don't know that I have anything else, Ryan. Any closing thoughts? You're a man of, you know, very few words usually.
I'm the king of long-winded. I just want to thank everybody for coming out here tonight. If you haven't already, please go to BrokenChairTrophy.com. Please get Minnesota over the edge. Support Team 1-4. Casey O'Brien has done outstanding work for them. I believe they're over $1 million now for the Children Masonic, or the Masonic Children's Hospital there. It's such a great cause. If you haven't already, or at the end of this episode, go to BrokenChairTrophy.com. Support the Gophers there. You're helping out people immensely.
Yeah, and maybe more importantly, I don't know where Mary's at, but Mary, I think you have a QR code that people need to scan. And if people know anything about the Chair Trophy here in Minnesota, it's probably 95% due to Mary. Yes. If this trophy is ever recognized by either university, she has played a ginormous part in that being possible. Additionally, a huge part in what's been able to be a serious amount of money for pediatric cancer research. I mean,
so what Luke's trying to say is, if the people here tonight could please give Mary a loud round of applause right now. She has put so much time and effort into making sure this stays alive and it goes to such a great cause. So thank you, Mary.
Yeah, and if you're listening, if you ever meet Mary, give her a high five. She deserves it. And I really hope that this trophy at some point is once again recognized in an official capacity.
We at least got Goldie here tonight, makes this even more confusing in terms of what does the U recognize and what don't they, with Goldie making an appearance.
So Mary's pointing. I think, Mary, were you pointing at what do you... Oh, Bill Powell.
Niles Pinckney in the house.
Yeah,
let's
Niles
go.
Pinckney is here. Niles, we got to talk, man. I drafted you in 2021, and we got to talk.
God, do you sound like a fan.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to do it for us tonight.
Yeah.
And that's where we appreciate you guys for listening. Thank you for supporting Gopher Gridiron Radio. We're over 1 million downloads, which for a Gopher football podcast
is wild.
Is something we never thought we would ever achieve. So I think that's going to take us out tonight. As Big Game Boomer said, my draft is the best. That's the only thing I'm going to dwell on the rest of the night. And let's hope that the Gophers are able to pull it out tomorrow night.
Again, thanks for listening, and go Gophers. Yeah, we're done. Oh.